Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masechtas Mayit Katan Davavim and Beis. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Moishkem Esamayim Ilan Ilan. You could drag the water from one tree to another tree. Uvavachli Yashkas Kol Asada. But you can't water the entire field. Rashi explains, why could you drag the water from tree to tree? The Havein, Kisnei Beis HaShlochen, the Pseidi Yaseiri Ikka. Rashi says that the trees are like a beis hashlochen. If you don't water the trees, there'll be a tremendous hefsid. And Taisus says the same thing on that beis and aleph. And Taisus there adds that it says meishchenes amayim ilan rather than mashkenes ilanis is urcha de milsenakat. That's the normal way you mashke ilanis. So according to Rashi and Taisus, this halacha is a halacha that when you water trees, that's called a hefsid, and you're allowed to water trees in the regular way. They water things on Chol HaMoed. If you go the entire Chol HaMoed without watering, the trees will be a hefsid. The Ritva brings a Rashi, which we have here in the Rashi Ksaviyad, in the Izv HaDashas, and in the Rashi on the Rif. Rashi on the Rif is on Daf Beis, and Rashi Ksaviyad is here. That really, watering trees is not a hefsid. So what's the heter? The heter is, it's a malacha without a tircha. Meishkan is samayim il mil is a different way to be mashka. If you water in the ordinary way, it's aser, because it's like a beis habal. But if you water in this way, of meishkan is samayim ilan, so there it's not a malacha, there's no tircha involved, and therefore it's mutter. A whole different heter. Rashi that we have says it's a pseida, Taizan Abbeis, says mamish means you light a water the trees regular because it's like Beis Hashlach and it's a pseida. The Ritva's Rashi, from the Rashi Ksaviyad, the Rashi on the Rif, says Vakeret, not a pseida. The reason why is because Malachas Chalamay needs a tercha, this is not a tercha. Chay another Makar, to what we spoke about on that Beis and Midbeis, that even if something is from the 39 Malachas, but if it's not a tercha, it doesn't become Asur and Chalamay. So that's two mahalchim in Meishkin as Hamayim Ilan Ilan. Now, what does it mean uvavashla yashka as a sada? It's called a sada. So Rashi says it's tumah sada beis habal, and Rashi and that beis adds to that it's harvacha, and harvacha is asa because you need pseida. So it's talking about regular watering fields, and Rashi's mashma, the field has two things: the field has trees, and that's a pseida l'das Rashi, and the field has zroim, and that's not a pseida. You could go to the Chol HaMoed without watering the Zoram, it's a Beis HaBal, and therefore it's Asir. The Nemuke Yosef is Mashman at the case of not the Kol HaSadah Kula, is the Pshat, we're talking about the Stei Ilan, the Arno Zoram. The Pshat is that what needs watering? The tree itself. To water the entire field for the trees, that is not necessary for the Hefzid, that's overkill. That's Asir on Chol HaMoed. The Mugyezah doesn't read this as clearly. The Magen Mishnah says it b'shem the Rizgeis very clearly. Now we're talking about there's no Yerakas, there's no Zeram, all there is trees. It's a Beis HaShlachim. And it's teaching what's the Pseida? To schlep the water to the tree, that's Pseida. Anything else is not necessary. Now you could really say another Pshat, that Alpi the Pshat, the Ritva's Rashi, that Meshkin the Samayim Ilan Le'ilan, is also not Pseida. It's just not a Malacha because there's no Tircha. So then, Avaliashkas Kol HaSadah Kula is because there's Tircha. They're both talking about watering the trees, but there's two ways to water the trees. By Meishkin HaSamayim Ilan Le'ilan, even though there's no Pseid, it's Mutter according to this Pshat, because it's not a Tirich, it's not a Malacha. Hashkas Kol HaSadah is also for the trees, and it's also just for Avacha, but that's already a Tircha, that's already a Malacha. Now here's the Lashon HaRambam. Periches Halacha Gimel Hilchos Yom Tov. That's the words in the Mishnah. Then he says, that's the Gemara Mitanenis, we'll get to that. And then he says, we'll get to that. And he writes, meaning, and the does not have an extra tircha. So the Lashon sounds like the difference between Meishkem HaSamayim Ilan Ilan and Layashkas Kol HaSadah is that Meishkem HaSamayim is Tircha and Layashkas is not Tircha. So according to the Ritva's Rashi, it's very good. The Rambam is saying the Heter, even though there's no Pseida. Stam! Kalei La'im Be'Tercha, it's Mutter without Pseida. So that's what Pshat was saying. Didn't see this very clearly in any other Rishon, but L'chari that follows, according to the Ritvaz Rashi, that the heter of Mayishim Nesamayim is because there's no Tircha, so B'yashkes Kol HaSada, the Chilag is that there is Tircha. And L'chari, that's the Rambam, unless you say the Rambam does need Pseida, but even Pseida, if there's a line of Tircha, it's Aser, and that sounds like what the Magen Mishnah holds, and we're going to explain all that a little bit later in this year. So Beka, what did we say till now? That Mayishka Mesamayim Il Mil is a Shail is a Mutal Pseidu is because it's not a Tircha, the two Rashis, the Rashi and the Rashi of the Ritva. And Layashka's Kol HaSada, Rashi learns it means the Parsha the Din, you're not Mashka Sada Beis HaBal, that's how Rashi learns. It could be talking about a Stay Ilan, but also the Mayishka Mesamayim is necessary for the Ilan for Hefzid Dashka, not? Or you could say, if Mayishka Mesamayim is not a Malacha, so not a Tayrach, so Yashka is a Tayrach. Now the Mishnah goes further. Zeram shloi shasul if they amayid liyashkei memayid. If the Zeram weren't watered before chalamayid, before yamtiv, you're not allowed to water them on yamtiv. Mashma, if you did water them before, you are allowed to water them on yamtiv. And what's the chilek? So Rashi says, if you didn't constantly water them before yamtiv, then it's not absayid anymore if you're not mashkei memayid. Right? If the Zeram get used to being watered constantly, and then you don't water them on Mayid, then there's a Pseida. If the Zeram anyway aren't watered, they develop a resilience, and there's no Pseida if you don't water them on Mayid. That's what's Mashman Rashi. The Mir Yosef adds, and if there is a Pseida, there already is a Pseida, so it's not even going to help you to water them. But the Rambam says differently. The Rambam, Hilchos Yom Tov Parches Halacha Daled, says the following. Zeram Shlei Shasu, if you didn't water them before Mayid, then it's going to need a lot of water on Mayid. So that's a Tircha. And the Kesef Mishnah says, so the Ram state dazai. Zeram is always a Pseida. What's the difference if you water them? According to Rashi, if you don't water them before Mayid, then it's not a Pseida. If you do water them before Mayid, it is a Pseida. According to the Rambam, Zeram is always a Pseida. But if you water them before Mayid, then there won't be such a Tircha. Doesn't need so much water. If you didn't water them before the Mayid, then there'll be an unusual Tircha, and that's Aser. The Rambam Pesh Mishnayis seems to be saying that. Zeram Shashasof Neim Mayid says the Rambam Le'ashka Mayim Neish Fishat Shichim Mayim Rabim U'kfar Amayinu Ki Kol Dav Vashesh Ba'am L'Harbe Shas La'Say So meaning L'Chayra even if it's a Pseida. But if you learn this way, the Achrayinim, the Rishon Litzion, the Karinayr, and the Sfas Emes, they all are bothered. The Gemara in that Bezim and Aleph want them. Who's the Tan of the Mishnah Beis HaShlachim? Mashke Beis HaShlachim and Mayid, Beis HaShlachim in because it's Pseida, Beis HaBal because of Achaloi. But you're not allowed to use Megasham or Mekiloin, and even the Pseida you can't do Tercha. The Gemara says, maybe it's Rebbeleze Ben Yankov. Gemara says, no, we only see in Rebbeleze Ben Yankov that you need Pseida. We don't see in Rebbeleze Ben Yankov is a problem of Tercha. L'chai, according to the Rambam, yeah, of course you see there's a problem of Tercha. Zeram Shashasof Neim Mayid Le'ashkem Mayid is a problem of Tircha. Mamash Apella, how the Rambam can learn the Gemara that Bezim and Aleph, that Chayinim asked the Kasha, the Rishon Litzion, the Karen Ur, and the Sfas Emes. Now there seems to be a third pshat, because the Nemuk Yosef brings the Raiva that says, Venerally, Shem Ir Oynes Bem Lefnei Amayid Shuchal Ashkaisam, Shemutal Ashkaisam Amayid, Vein Asel Kishashar Chal Ashkaisam, Rishon Asatzel Bem. The Raiva says, seems to me, that if the reason why you did not water them before the Mayid is because of an einus that happened, you were einus, you couldn't do it, so then you are allowed to do it by Mayid. The only time that you're not allowed to do it by Mayid is if you were lazy or you forgot. Now, L'chura, if he holds like Rashi, that any time you didn't water for Mayid, it's not a Pseida, or he holds like the Rambam, that any time you didn't water them before the Mayid, it's a big Tircha, so what's the difference why you didn't water them? Either way, now it's not a Pseid Rashi, now it's a big Tirchel Rambam. What's the difference if you're an Einus, or you forgot, or you're a Satzel, you were lazy? So L'chayr, Pasha Taich and the Raivit is, that it's telling you there's a special het if you to water Yisram, so you shouldn't come with a Pseida. But if you don't water them before the Mayid, so come dice, you're like Mechavin Malachter L'Mayid. Obviously you decided that Yisram don't need so much water, and you only want to water them sporadically, so then don't do them Mechal Mayid. We're not going to tell you, if you're the type that waters them every single day, so we're going to be matach al ha-mayid as a pseida. But if you anyway don't care so much about your yirakos, and you didn't water them before the mayid, so kumtais, you planned on watering them when you have time by the mayid, that's like kivim lacht al ha-mayid. So mela, if you're an einus, so that wouldn't apply. And the mibi already says this time of kivim lacht al ha-mayid, so l'chayi that's a pshan in the raiva. Then I saw afterwards, The Darkei Moshe brings this whole Muk Yosef Hashem Deraivit that makes a chilik between if you're an Oynes or not. And if you're an Oynes, it's Mutter. And he says, Nir Midivei Rambam, that now like the Raivit, V'chein Nir Midivei Rashi. I think the Rambam and Rashi all now like the Rambam. So Frek Deli Rambam, where do you have a Rambam? Where does the Rambam say anything, whether you're an Oynes or Shechel, the Rambam, Rashi, where is this? What do you mean that the Rambam and Rashi seem to hold not like the Raivit? What do they say? What do they talk about this? They say the same thing the Mishnah says. So the Sharet Tzion, Mishnah Berurah, and the Sharet Tzion, Siman Tavkuf Lam and Zayin Eis Aleph, explains the Darkei Moshe. Mamish the way we said that if you're all like Rashi, that it's not a pseida. So what's the difference if you're an Einus? It's right then not a pseida. If you're all like the Rambam, it's a big tircha. What's the difference if you're an Einus? It's right a big tircha. Elamai the Raivit holds of a different time. Like we said from the Meiri, Kivim Lach the Lamayit. But the Rambam and Rashi's time wouldn't stem to make any chiluk between Einus and Shikha. So there's three timing in the chiluk between the reason why if you're not mashkenem before the maid, you're not mashkenem a maid. Rashi says because it's no pseida, the Rambam says because it's too big of a tircha, and the Raivin holds because the kivim lach the lemaid, and therefore by an einus you don't have it. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, im hoisa sodem utunenes mutter. If the field was wet, then it's mutter. So here also we have a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam about the pshat. Rashi says, the reason why is, because if a field was wet, and Rashi adds in, and it dried, Shemaisa sodem utunenes lacha, v'yavsha, and it dried, mutter lashkaisa. Even though it's a sadeh beisaval, but a sadeh beisaval normally doesn't need irrigation. But if it gets used to having irrigation, then it becomes upset. Similar to what Rashi says about Yerakis. Rashi apparently holds, if you normally irrigate things and then you stop suddenly, that makes upset. If it normally doesn't need irrigation, then there won't be upset. So I'd say lends a sadeh mitanenis. So we're talking about a sadeh beisaval. But if it's fully irrigated before the maid and all of a sudden it dries up, then you need to water it, then it's a pseida. The Rambam, that we quoted before, the Rambam says, Meshus amai mil nilin, uvashli asis kol asada, vimhois asada lacha mutalashkas is kula. And he adds, and he says at the end, like we said before, shekol dvarim eilu ein bem teiruch yeser. L'chaya, especially if you learned the Rambam correctly, that Meshus amai mi'ilan li'ilan means that it's not a malacha because it doesn't have a tircha. So that's sada mitunenes. Sada mitunenes is not a malacha because it's missing tircha. It's an irrigated field. You don't need much, and the mela, the extra water you're putting in, doesn't have a din of a malacha. So the Sharet Tzion, in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Zayin Sivkan Chafei, says an interesting thing. He says, according to Rashi, that the Yisayda Davar is that since it was mitunenes, therefore becomes Ibsayda, so the case is now it's not mitunenes. The case is, it was mitunenes. It was constantly wet, and all of a sudden now it dried up. So now it's upseida. According to Rambam Fakert, and my son mitunenes means now it's mitunenes. Since it's irrigated, the sud is, generally speaking, irrigated, it's dry, it's wet, so male there's no issa to yamashka because it's not a teirich anymore. Now the Gaon adds another interesting thing. The Gaon says, Rashi, again, l'shitase, Rashi holds the sud in question is a stei beis habal. So Rashi is telling you a chiddush in stei beis habal. Mitzis dik a chiddush. Normally a stei beis habal does not need rain. It's not called a hefsid. But a sud in mitunenes, a stei beis habal, which is wet and then it becomes dries up, now it needs rain. The Rambam is learning mitum and a stei ilan. Like we said before, the layashk is called a sud de kula, according to the Rambam, means all you have is trees. Mashka nesamayim ilan le'ilan is the pshat that's not a teirich. To be mashka kol asada is a teirich. If it's lacha, so then it's not a teirich. Even to be mashka the whole sada. And the Gaon points out the term the Muki Yosef, he points it out here in the Gaon Sagra in the Gemara as well. The term Muki Yosef don't learn that we're talking about a sada altogether. They're learning to about the Yerakais. It says Yerakais that you weren't mashka shaslef ne'mayit le'yashkim b'mayin. Even if you didn't water them, but it's a sada mitunenes, you have that same maila of mashka isim kaidamayit. Which there also, you can learn l'rashi kadisle, l'ramim kadisle, right? We explained earlier in this year that zram shle shasuf neimayit liashka mamayit, Rashi says because it's not a pseida, and the Rambam holds because it's a tircha. It's a tircha yisera. So now, sada mitunenes, according to Rashi, is a pseida. According to Rambam, is not such a tircha. Even if you weren't mashkit, but it's sada mitunenes, it had its own ashka. That's a term of case of learn. The Gaon sounds like he's saying that according to them, it wouldn't apply to a Sada altogether. We're not discussing a Sada. So according to Rashi, we're discussing a Sada based Abal. And the point is that by a Sada Mitunenes and it's Yavsha, it needs water, same thing like a Beis Hashlachin. According to the Rambam, we're discussing a Sada Ilan. And the point is, since it's Mitunenes, it's not a Tircha. And according to the term of Yosef, we're discussing Yerakais. And Yerakais, already the Mishnah said, there's a Chilatin Shasel of Ne'amayit, Elay Shasel of Ne'amayit, whether you learn it's Al Tzedo or you learn it's Al Tircha. And it's telling you that Mitunenes has that same din as Shasel of Ne'amayit, and you're allowed to. And we're not discussing Sada altogether, the din wouldn't apply to Sada Lefizah. Now the Gemara discusses it, brings the Braisa, brings the Machlekes, the Blazim, and Yankov in their Rabbanan. And the end of the Gemara says the following, Amr Avina, Shmami no ahai tarbitza shari le tarbitza v'chal demayit. What's a tarbitza? A tarbitza, Rashi says, is a gina. But others say, it's a type of gina which has a lot of shade. It doesn't need so much hashka. No discussion in the Rishonim exactly what it is. And he says, it's mutal le tarbitza v'chal demayado. And there's two shatim in the Gemara. What the next Gemara, how to read the next Gemara. Is it Ravina talking? Or is it Akash on Ravina? Rashi learns, he's saying like this. It's mutter, you know why? Because sadi garid maitama. Why is sadi garid mutter? The afle mashle charefa. Because the late ones are going to become early ones. Hachanami afle mashle charefa. Here also, the late ones are going to become early ones. So, Ravina's talking. Ravina's saying, since you see sadi garid is mutter, so hu adin tarbitza. So the Braisa said, ein mashkin sadi garid b'mayid, and the chacham matirim b'zeh u'b'zeh. So it's a machlokes if Sadi Garid is mutter or not. So according to this pshat, Ravin is being arrived from Sadi Garid. Vaisis, he's paskins that it's mutter. He paskins like the Chachamim. That Sadi Garid is mutter. And he says, who adin tabitz is mutter? And that's the maskana sagamari. Now this is the pshat of Rashi in the Balamar. Taisis initially says his pshat. And the Ramban brings his pshat in the Muhammad's b'shem the Bahag. But there's another pshat that Taisus brings from the Rach, and this is the pshat of the Rif and the Rush, and the Ramban and the Mechames agrees with this pshat, that Fakir, that Sadi Garid, the Gemara is saying, Akash on Ravina. Ravina said, Hai Shemaim and Azbiz Hashad Bizim Mayad, and Pashas is learning out from Zoram Shashasul of Ne'amayin. So Gemara says, no, it's not true. Because Sadi Garid, my Tama, why Sadi Garid Aser? Because Afl Mashle Charva. Because not Abseda. Well, this is our vacha. So, Hachanami, Afa Mashma Chayfa, Melech Aser. Since the Braisa says so, the Garid is Aser, who within Tarbitza is Aser? So, let's go into both these two pshatim. The first pshat is Ravina's bringing a raya from Sadi Garid. So, what's Ravina saying? Rashi's Mashma, there's one broad machlaikis. We had this earlier in Davezum and Aleph. Do you need Seda to be Matur and Cholamayid? Or is Avacha also Matur and Cholamayid? That's the pshat in the Mishnah of Chom Matir and Bezeo Bezeb. Rashi says, "Hi, Nukarab Meir, the Amal El Mashkim and Afilu Sada Beisabal. All you need is Avacha, and the same thing with the Sada Garin. It goes like the Chachamim, the Lekab Seda, Afilu Achishar LaHashkaisa. Who are then here? So this is the Machlekes Tanan. Is Hashkaz Ram only Mutter by Seda, even by Avacha? And the Psak Halacha is according to Ravina that even Avacha. So who are then the Tarbitza? We have Avacha. You'll have to be Mashkit." That's Rashi's sugya. The Baal Amar, who also holds like Rashi that Ravina is being a raya, that since Sadi Garid is mutter, who within Tarbitza is mutter, but he learns that the Chachamim of the Braisa, that a matter Tarbitza, is because they hold that's also Pseida. They hold that Afli Mashle Charfa is a dim Pseida. The Machlaikis is Afli Mashle Charfa Pseida or Havacha, that's the Machlaikis. So Ravina is being a raya, it's called Pseida. Just like you find that Sadi Garid is a Pseida, according to Rabbanan. Who then Tarbitza is a Pseida? Now, Taisus is very interesting. Taisus didn't want to say like Rashi, that Ravina is mat, even there's no Pseida. He brings a Rai from Ravina before about Madan li Rakis de l'Eichlam li Paisan Aser. You see, Ravina himself holds you need Pseida. And also, Mishas Rablezim and Yankov Kavanaki Taisus holds. Avad, do we have to pass him Pseida? So Taisus says, the Rai is like this. We're talking about Marbitzin. Marbitzin's not much of a tircha. Right? Like we're saying, there's this heter of not much of a tircha. But since there are abundant a matter by a Sadi Garid, even to do a tircha vashka, Who would then acquaint of Lezim and Yaakov we mutted to do al kapanim harbatsa? Now it's not clear if the site of the heter is because it's not a malacha. So why do you need the rabbanan? Why do you need afli mashle chayfa? And if the site of the heter is that this malacha is mutter, so why attack is a mutter? The rabbanan a matter because they don't need seida. But if you need seida, why is attack a mutter? Where does this mean the rabbanan nishmaladi dan? That since according to Rabbanan Ashka is mutter, so according to us Harbatz is mutter. Shtikl pella. Well, the Chari means like this. Even a non-malacha, like Harbatz, which is much less of a tircha, they're not going to be mad if it's for no reason. They're only going to be mad if it's for some reason. So that Ravina says, you see the Rabbanan will mad even a malacha gemura for this reason. Right? This is a good enough reason to be mad to malacha gemura for the Rabbanan. Then it'll be good enough reason to imat the malacha b'loy teirech, even according to us. As that lechura Taisus means. Then Taisus says even a shver zach that the machlokes by sad it is Reb Lezer and Yaakov arguing by afli mashle charfa the Tanakama considers it harvacha and that's why it's aser and the Rambanan hold lav haynu harvacha the yesh ayiv yaser afla the yesh gemara yaser the yunik gemara yaser of shalom b'tayiv some like later ones better. That's a whole new machlokes. They both agree that that Havach is Aser. But this is the Machlaikis. If Sadeh Garit is Mutter or not, Avlezim Yaakov holds it's Aser, because it's Havacha. And the Rabbanan holds it's Mutter, because it's not Havacha. Some people like Afla, some people like Harfa. The Pella is, if it's not Havacha, Sakoshkin, it should be Aser. There's no reason for it. Shtikl Pella, what Taisus is saying. Not so clear. I think some Achrayim want to say, if there's no harvacha, then it makes it ice malacha. But l'chay l'gabe Shabbos and Yantiv, you certainly wouldn't say that. You have to say l'gabe chalamayit, if you're not gaining from it, then it's not a malacha somehow. Tzarechim b'chalzeh. But this is the first pshat. So again, the first pshat, Ravina is being arrived from Sadeh Garit. According to Rashi, it's because he's paskening that you don't need pseida. According to the Baal HaMor, he's paskening that afla mashle charfa is pseida. According to Taisus, he's saying that by Ashka you would need Pseida, but by Marbitzin then you won't need Pseida. But since there are Bana Matar Ashka, even though there's no Pseida, we'll at least be Matar Marbitzin. There's all the first pshat. Now the second pshat was saying, it's Faket. Ravina was Matar, and they want to argue on Ravina. You're saying, Shmami no, it's Mutar. No, Sadeh Garit is Asur. Why? Because Afel Mashal Chayfa is not called Pseida. So who would then, Tabitza should be like, Sadeh Garit, which is Aser. So the Shaila is, what's the Shaklitai? Why did Ravina hold its mutter? Where did he see? What was Ravina's Shmamina its mutter? Why? So the Shainim say, because he was matter like Sadeh Metunenis. Like Sadeh Metunenis is mutter, who didn't have beats is like a Sadeh Metunenis. But what's the Vart? So the Ramban says like this, that Ravina holds that just like Sadeh Metunenis is called a Davera Avud, so the beats also held was called a Davera Avud. And the Gemara brought a raya that since Sadeh Garit is not called a Davar Avid, so the Mitzvos is not called a Davar Avid. But you have to look in the Ramban to get the Pratim. Why Ravina wanted to call it a Davar Avid, and when you see from Sadeh Garit that it's not called a Davar Avid. A little technical. The Ritva says like this. The Ritva says that Ravina thought that the heter of Sadeh Metunenis was because it's not a Malacha, like we said from the Rambam. Ravina thought the head of Sadeh Metunenis was any time there's no tirch, it's not a malacha, and that's why he was matter tabitza. On that, the Gemara said, no, Sadeh Garit has the same thing. It's also not a tircha. Elamai, even though it's not a tircha, it's still aser. So who within tabitza, even though it's not a tircha, it's still aser, you need pseida. In other words, Ravina held that you can matter with that pseida al-kopanim, a small thing that's not really a malacha shel tirch, and the Gemara is arguing, and he says, you see from Sadeh Garit that you can't. So it comes out we have four shittas. Rashi holds that Ravina is matter because you don't need pseida, and that's the maskana. The Baal HaMor holds Ravina is matter, and that's the maskana, but because Ravina says it's called pseida. Chai v'shash is called pseida. The Ramban holds Ravina held it was called pseida, but we're arguing on Ravina. We hold it's not called pseida. And the Ramban holds, the Ritva holds that even Ravina wanted a matter because it's not a tircha, and we pass asking if it's not a tircha, it's aser when there's no pseida. Now the Rambam, in Ilchus Yad de Perches Loch Gimel, we quoted it before. Let's quote it again in full. Umayishkem esamayim me'ilon le'ilon uvashle yashkes kol asad. That's the first says. V'imayis asad alacha mutal ashkes eskula. That's Sadeh Metunenis. And then he says, "Umar bitzin es a sadim emayid." So called v'ra meil ein bem teruch yaser. So the Rambam is matter to yimayishlich lemayim ilan leilan. He's matter sadim betenenis, and he's matter umar bitzim es a sadim. So the Raven asks the Kasha, if you're passing like a Blazer in Yankov, because I see that you're passing, we've actually asked this call a Sada Kula. Also, the next Ramah, Menalach Adalat says, Zoram Shleishaslof Ne'emayit Le'ashkim Me'emayit. So why are you passing like Ravina? Why are you passing that Mebitzin is a Sada Me'emayit? You're passing like a Blazer in Yankov. So why did you say Mebitzin is a Sada Me'emayit? And that was the Iman of Shach. If you hold like Rashi's Pshat, that we paskin like Ravina, Ravina's bringing a raya from Sada Garden. So you should paskin that Sada Garden's mutti. You should paskin you're allowed to be mashkin's called the Sada. You should paskin that you're allowed to be mashkin the Yerakais that will lay shasl with Neymai. They're a bundle of matter. Elamai, you pask like a Bezim Yankov. In other words, you holding that the Gemara is arguing on Ravina, Sada Garden's a kash on Ravina. So why do you paskin like Ravina? Why do you paskin my beast in Sada Mamai? As they affect the raya of the kash. So the Magen Mishnah says that this Marbitzin is a Sada Mamayit is different than the Gemara's Tarbitza. The Gemara is talking about the Tarbitza, which is not a Hefset. That's only Afel Mashna Charfa. But here we're talking about the Shlachim. And he brings the Gemara in Dafin Alpha Meis, Marbitzin Sadeim Mishadigi Ainus Amayim Shalai, which is a Hefset. We're talking about an Oval. And you see this Marbitzin in the regular Sada. But Lefina Magen Mishnah's Pshat, we're talking about a Pasha de Beis Shlachim. So what does the Rambam mean when he says, Shekolz Eim Be Terech? You're going to have to say all these cases are hefset. Meishkin is a mayim ilan is hefset. Uvashli ashkas a sada is because it's not a hefset. And the meis a sada lacha is hefset. And mebitzim is a sada meleid is hefset. Kol shekol eila ein ben teirich means that even when it's hefset, you can't have a teirich yisera. That's the taitch of the Rambam. But on the mefarshim, most notably the Radvaz, in his tshuvas, chelik vav, simen beis lofim kaf samachay, he holds that no, the Rambam is saying clearly that smut even without a hefset. That's what the Rambam is saying. Kol eila ein ben shem teirich means you don't need hefset. Like we said before, meishkus mayim ilan is like the Ritva's Rashi, that's not called a teirich. It's smut even by a vachim without pseida. And the same thing sada mitenenes. Like we said, since it's already irrigated, so meila there's no big teirich, and it's smut because not a mlachas shel teirich. And that's why Ravina's matter to be mabitzin. So how is he learning pshat in the Gemara? So I think Pashit, I think it's learned like Tosfos. It doesn't say this clearly, but I think so. Ravina says, Shmaimina Tzmutte, because you see Sadi Garid, even though Sadi Garid is only Hashka, which is a Terech, is only Mutte Koin Terabanan. But Ravina is saying, but I'll call upon him, Marbinsin, which is not a Terech, that we Mutte even Lididan. And that's the Pshat in the Rambam. So that's the fifth Pshat. Tosfos Pshat, which the Rambam holds up. That Ravina's the reason for Avina's mutter is because it's not a malacha. He's bringing a raya from Sada Garit, mean the Rabbanan Ishmael Lididan. The Rabbanan will mat the Sada Garit even with the malacha, because Afla Mashal Chaifa. We can at least be mat when it's not a malacha, because of Afla Mashal Chaifa. And that's the fifth Pshat in Ravina.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.